So can we say that when, say, the intelligence is in the mode of ignorance, then it is unintelligence? Yes, actually, just three verses before this, 18.33 to 35 is determination in the three modes, and 18.30 to 32 is intelligence in the three modes. And there, adharmam dharmam itiya manyase tamasavrataha. Sarvarthan viparitamsya buddhi sa partha tamasi. 18.32 Krishna says that. Adharmam dharmamitya. One who thinks that which is irreligious to be religious. Manyate tamasavrataha. Such a person who is covered by the mode of ignorance thinks like this. And sarvarthan viparitamsya. And in this way, in everything, that person thinks the opposite of the reality to be reality. Sarvarthan viparitamsya. Buddhi sa partha tamasi. That is intelligence in the mode of ignorance. So, how actually, at one time when the sages were trying to persuade Duryodhana spoke that after great introspection, I have found that I don't find any fault in myself. You know, I have only done what was natural for me. And he says, he even goes on to say, if you think that I am being wicked, then I am simply acting according to my nature. The Creator has made me in this way, and therefore if any blame is to be ascribed, the blame should be ascribed to the Creator, not to me. So this is all, we have a nature, but we have a lower nature and a higher nature. We are meant to develop our higher nature, not rationalize our lower nature. So here he was using his intelligence, but he was using his intelligence to come to a conclusion opposite the conclusion of dharma. Adharmam dharmamitya. So he was considering defiance of Krishna to be the natural activity for him. So yes, so that means, you know, there is, we could say, intelligence as a resource and intelligence as a function. Maybe these are not the best words. What I'm trying to say is, there is intelligence which is a object, not in a gross sense, it's a subtle thing. Intelligence is something which exists in all living beings. So even, so if you consider this, that the body has earth, water, fire, air, ether. So the body also, so the subtle body has mind, intelligence and ego. So like that, the all people have mind, intelligence, ego as a part of the subtle body. So in that sense, everybody has intelligence. But how that intelligence will express itself, or how much that intelligence will express itself, that is determined based on the covering of the modes. That is based on how contaminated they are. So there are today people who have written books about, you know, how alcoholism is so good for health. Or there are books, say, who have written books which are like aggressive defenses of vices. So there, obviously, for writing a book, the person has intelligence. But there is an author who has written a book about how watching pornography is a fundamental human right. So now this is adharmam dharmamitya. So obviously for writing a book and making arguments, that is something which requires intelligence. But his intelligence is used for destructive purposes. So when the intelligence is used to rationalize adharma and to try to portray it as dharma, then that is intelligence in the mode of ignorance. So yes, when intelligence is covered by ignorance, then it becomes unintelligent. So intelligence as a faculty, as a thing inside a subtle body, is always there. But what that thing will understand, whether it will understand the right way or it will understand the opposite of the right way, the completely wrong way, that will depend on our consciousness, the kind of mood that are influencing us.